Oh, so Rizal Hashem is Baruch. This week's parasha is Parshas Vayera.
Wow.
Oh, so it's already, for some people, that's already a chiddush. Oh, but the parasha tells us Vayera Elav Hashem ve'Eloni Mamre ve'Hu Yoishev Pesach Ha'Oyel Kechoyim Hayoyim. Hashem appeared to who?
To him.
Very good. Very good. You're smart. Hashem appeared to him. Most people say to Avram, but the pasuk says Hashem appeared to him in the fields of Mamre. He was sitting at the Pesach oil at the entrance of the tent as the day grew hot. So Rashi tells us something very interesting. Wow, very, very quickly. He says, why is Hashem coming? Vayera Elav Hashem. Levakir Sachoyle, in order to visit the sick. It was the third day of the Mila. He wanted to check out who he was. So Rashi tells us, I'll think in a second, but Rashi tells us that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit was because of Bikur Chaylim. Now that kind of gives us indication, because the truth is the Torah doesn't tell you exactly who it is. It just says he appeared to him. So all the Mefarshim, they ask this question, which is, what's Pshat? Why is it that the Torah, number one, doesn't identify him? And how do we even know that it's referring to? How does Rashi even know that it's coming to Levakar Zecholeh? Where do we even derive? Where how do we suss out the intentions of why Vayera Elav Hashem, that Hashem came to him, that was specifically, number one, it was Avraham Avinu, and secondly, the reason was because of Bikur Chaylim. So says the Hilga Sifsei Chachamim, quotes from, I think it was Rabbi Yosef Kenizel, one of the Mefarshei HaRashi. He says like this, Levakar Zecholeh, minole l'Rashi. How did Rashi know that Hashem is coming levakar zochel? V'yeshlomer the Rashi diak midichsiv vayera elav Hashem v'loiksiv vayera Hashem el Avram behedya. I mean, the fact that the Torah says vayera elav Hashem and doesn't say vayera Hashem el Avram, that Hashem appeared to Avram behedya elav vaday lakach loy nemar el Avram dekaya parshas mila dila'il. Because the truth is, Rashi says, you know why? The reason why it doesn't say Vayera Elav Hashem, the Torah does not specifically identify Avraham Avinu, because it must be we're going back and referring to the last previous subject of the parasha before. And what was the parasha before? The Torah ends off saying that Avraham Avinu took and got a mila. Avraham Avinu got a mila. If it's referring to the fact that Avraham got a mila from before, then it must be that it's already in a situation where Avraham is not well. Why is Hashem coming to him? It must be because it's connected to the mila. Because Hashem's not well. I apologize, because Avraham Avinu's not well. So Hashem came to Bikur Chaylim.
Why come on the third day, not the first day?
Because the third day...
I know it gets more sick.
Because the third day is like the hardest. The third day is the hardest.
So
you see from here, such a yisoy. So it's very interesting. Why do we see over here, it's a very interesting like cheshbon. In order to figure out who's Avraham Avinu, we first have to make this cheshbon. It's really relying on the previous parsha. What was the previous parsha? It was Avraham Avinu. What was Avraham Avinu doing when he got a mila? It must be why Hashem's coming. Must be coming for Bikur Chaylim. What is like? It's like such a convoluted way just to be able to identify who the pasuk is talking about. It's a very interesting thing, right? And it's interesting, by the way, if you take a look at the pasuk as well, how many pesukim it actually takes until eventually the pasuk actually tells you that's referring. That we're even talking about Avraham Avinu. How many psukim? To my count, if I remember correctly, 6 or 7 psukim later. 6 or 7 psukim later. What's the first time the pasuk tells you? Vayimar Avram Hela El Sar. Vayimar Yisholish Sarim Kemach Solus Lushi Vasi Ugas. It's when he saw the Malachim. He said, "Please come in." Torah still doesn't say his name. And then finally, he runs. He's running again. Keep in mind, this is like the hardest day for him. He's running to tell Sarah, "Go prepare food for the Orchim."
Did he become Avram?
But one second was that, yeah, he did. So he did. So, but the pasuk tells us again, the first time the pasuk tells us the name of Avraham Avinu was only 6 or 7 psukim later in. Wow. So the pasuk doesn't even say, it doesn't even mention it. The only way we know it is because of the previous parsha, because you have to make this like logical deduction, right? And then, when does the Torah actually first mention Avraham Avinu's name? Is only 6 psukim in later. And when is that context? Is when he's running to go to do Hachlas Arshim. So such a very beautiful story of here, because one could ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why you made it the hottest day possible was to stop the Orchim, because you wanted to take care of Avram. But then what did you do? You then sent Malachim, because you saw that Avram was sad. So like, which one is it? Like, either you care, either you're trying to protect Avram Avinu or you're not. Why? What's up, Shai? The emes is that Hashem saw in Avram Avinu that he was in pain. But the pain wasn't specifically due to the fact that he was a Mila. The fact that he was in pain was because he couldn't have Orchim. So it's true, on the one hand, he took away the Orchim because he wanted to take care of Avraham Avinu. But he also truly saw that what pained him more than anything else was the fact that he was able to Hachnas Orchim. Now, what lesson do you learn from the fact that the Torah doesn't mention the name of Avraham Avinu until 6 psukim later? Why? It's It's a beautiful yisrael. I'll tell you a beautiful principle. I'll tell you. Oh, very good. I'll tell you very yisrael. I'll tell you a beautiful yisrael. Because the truth is, what's going on about Avram at this point? We said a few times, he's not well. It's a principle in life that when somebody's not well, they're not themselves. Literally.
Just morphed into a Jew.
That somebody who's not well is not themselves. Listen to that. Everyone has their own agendas, but listen to my agenda. That somebody who's not well is not themselves. By the Torah not identifying Avram Avinu, it tells us a very beautiful Musar Yisrael. That when somebody is not well, they're not themselves. It's a very, very strong principle. I had a relative who was a big tzaddik, tremendous tzaddik. A beautiful marriage he had for years and years and years. Unfortunately, he got very ill with Yanamacha, with cancer, brain cancer, and slowly, slowly became a different person. And it was so hard for me to meet him because obviously, yeah, you know a person's sick, but this person starts snapping at his wife publicly, he started getting angry. Like, he just was a very prickly person. Of course, again, you tell yourself logically, but it's very hard to emotionally to see the difference and the distinction between somebody who respected for so many years and someone who's changing over years. Which is why the truth is because illness changes people. If someone, God forbid, who develops a personality disorder or an illness, they change. So it's very hard to square those differences. What's the answer? The answer is we ourselves have to pay attention and realize that as much as somebody is not well, it's not them. The illness is what causes that, not themselves. So the Torah telling us that Avram Avinu wasn't, because why? Avram wasn't himself. But actually, through that element, you can kind of see a beautiful covenant and chesed about Avram Avinu. Why? Because like you guys said, what was the mahus of Avram? The mahus of Avram wasn't that he wasn't himself because he was in pain because of the milah. He wasn't himself because he couldn't do the mitzvah of Hachnas Archim. And where do you see his name comes back? It's when he's doing the mitzvah of Hachnas Archim. In a sense, when the Torah reappears and brings his name back to him and re-identifies him, because this is who Avram Avinu really is. This is what animates him. This is his mission in life. This is what actually brings his entire koichas ha-nefesh back. The pasuk says, Vayimar Avram. Avram's running to take care of them. Why? Because the truth is, that is who he was. As you said, it's his mahus. That's Avram Avinu. So you learn from this parsha. You learn from this parsha beautifully, Yisrael, that as much as the Torah didn't mention his name, is because why? Ultimately, someone who's not well is not who they are. Mitzad echa, mitzad sheni, it's betoich ha-gnos, is the shvach. You see, within that is actually the beautiful praise of Avram Avinu. Because ultimately, what is Avram? Chesed. And that's what brings him back to life. That's what animates him. So you got to ask all these questions. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's the yisod for us from Musar, is that when we engage with people who are not well, who are not emotionally stable, or who fortunately are, let's say even simple, it doesn't have to be so extreme, something as simple as a guy walks in the base measures and you just see he's a little bit more prickly this morning. He's just not in the mood. You can't say, this is who really is. He's not a nice person. Say, he's clearly going through something right now. Either, God forbid, he had a fight before he came into the coil, or he has a headache, or just all many. Everybody's going through something at some point, right? It's very important from our end, from the ones who are on the receiving end, to tell ourselves that that's not who the person is by definition, that you have to love every single person. And this is Pasha the Yisod of Dan Kaf's Chos, is that it's not who the person is that circumstances, unfortunately, create that people act in the ways that they don't want to act. Okay? It's a very, very big Yisod.
The
Yisod
of Avraham Avinu is the fact that he didn't, even with the pain,
there you go.
Beautiful. Didn't change who he
beautiful.
Was.
Beautiful.
It's not like an average person that when they have pain.
Beautiful. Avram Avinu was not an average person. That's exactly the point. And if you thought I was saying that, then your mamash understood everything I was saying. No. Anyways, this is exactly. No, of course not. Avram Avinu is not a normal person. But you know, at the same time, by the way, can I tell you something very big aside? As we always say, Ad Mosai, Magia Maisai, La Maisai Avaisai. Who cares? I don't care that Avram Avinu is abnormal. I care that I want to be abnormal. I want to say, hey, he's mamash a gadlus b'dolim. How can I become a gadlus b'dolim as well? 5% of it. And how do I do that? When I come with a headache, or even better, okay, when I come with a headache, to be able to try to rise above it. But when I see someone else going through it, how can I see them through that positive light rather than the negative light, which too often people fall into? So it's a very big insight. We should continue to grow and shtag in learning.